Okay. Good evening. This year, because it's a leap year, we get to read the longest sedra, the longest parsha in Chumash, which is Parshas Nasai, the four Shavuos. And this normally doesn't happen. Normally in Hashanah Peshuta, and even in Hashanah Mubera sometimes, Nasai comes after Shavuos. Nasai is usually the Shabbos that is read during the Yemei HaTashlumin of Shavuos. And sometimes even after that. This year, Parshas Nasai is read before Shavuos. In fact, this Shabbos is Beis Sivan, which is the day in which the preparation began for Shavuos, what we refer to in the Sfarim as the Yom HaMeyuchas, Yom HaYichus, the day in which we were titled, we were given a title, Mamleches Kehanim V'Goy Kodesh, that's Beis Sivan. So why is it, everything is B'Hashgacha Pratis, why is it that in a leap year, in Dafka and Hashanah Me'uberes, because it doesn't happen otherwise, Parshas Nasai is also read before Shavuos. Bamidbar has to be read before Shavuos, as we spoke about last week. But in a Me'uberes, in Hashanah Me'uberes, Parshas Nasai is also. There must be a connection between the fact that it's Hashanah Me'uberes and that Parshas Nasai is read before Shavuos. Also, the concept, the fact that this is the longest sedra, the longest parsha in Chumash, 176 psukim, which is also the same amount of psukim in Kapitel Kuf Yutes of Tehillim, which is the longest kapitel of Tehillim, and also the longest mesechta in Shas, Bava Basra, has 176 daf. What is it about the number 176? And this year especially, that we read it before Shavuos. When one looks at Parshas Nasai, L'cha'ira, this parsha is not really connected to Shavuos at all. In fact, most of this parsha talks about what seems to be negative topics. We're talking here about sending away from the machane, kol tzorua v'chol zov v'chol tomei lo nefesh. What's the connection to Shavuos? On Shavuos we're getting closer. We're coming to Har Sinai. We're reaching the high point of the sphere, the whole purpose of creation. And we're learning here about v'shalchu min ha-machane kol tzorua v'chol zov v'chol tomei lo nefesh. Or the topic after that, isha isha ki yasu mikol chatois ha-odom limoil ma'al ba-hashem, the oshma ha-nefesh ahi. We're talking about a man or a woman who sin, his vado, and here it's talking about gezel ager, and nishba v'goizel, goizel v'nishba al-shoker. This is what we should be learning about before Shavuos. Hopefully at this time, we're far removed from this. And of course the topic of a saita, ish ish ki sista ishla yimo'al ba'yimo'al, which Klal Yisrael are compared to the Isha in the relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. We are the Isha, Hashem is the Ish. Shavuos is the Chasana. Se'enu re'ena b'nois tziyon v'amelech sholeime b'atara she'itiru lo'ime b'yoyim chasu nazoi. As Chazal tell us, zu matan toira. So matan toira is the Chasana. V'ayis yatzvu b'sachtis ha'or. The Yichud of Ish ve'Isha. And here we're learning about a Saita, about a woman who strays. And the next topic, which is the nazir, the only reason that there's a nazir here is Rashi says what Chazal say, kol haroya soita bekulkula, yazir atzme min hayayim. So the nazir is only refraining from wine because he saw what happens to the soita. In fact, the pasuk refers to the nazir as a chayte. He has to bring a korban v'chiper olav me'asher chota al hanofesh. And Rashi tells us in the second opinion here why he's called a chote, because shetzir atzmai min hayayim. The Torah is not talking really very praiseworthy about the nazir. And even the last part of the parsha, which is the nesiyim, vayi b'yayim kalois moshe l'hokim es hamishkan, where we read about the nesiyah Yisrael who sacrificed and donated on during the first 12 days of the inauguration of the Mishkan. The whole idea of the Mishkan, why we needed a Mishkan, was because of the Chet HaEgel. L'chayra, the four Shavuos, we're preparing for a matzav, a situation which is prior to the Chet HaEgel. The situation that Klal Yisrael find themselves when they're standing by Har Sinai is Poska Zuhamosan. There's no more any Zuhama, there's no more, nothing undesirable, all the impurities that entered mankind as a result of Chet Eitz Hadas, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Ba nochash al chava vehitil ba zuhama. By Matan Torah, poska zuhamasan. There's no zuhama, there's no impurity. We reached a level of total tahara. Mishkan was necessary because of the Chet HaEgel, which came after Matan Torah. So the topics in this parasha don't seem to really fit with Shavuos. Even the first part of the parasha, Nosay es Roish b'nei Gershon gam heim. So the Chasam Sofer tells us the difference between Kahos, Gershon, and Merari. Kahos refers to Klal Yisrael, Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Hoyakayim, when all Jews are gathered together. V'lo yikahas amim, when oisin ritzoyno shel mokoyim. Gershon is from Loshon Gerushin, Megurashim, when we are exiled, when we're not living at home, when we're in Golus. So the Chasam Sofer says the pasuk is consoling the exilees. Nasei es roish b'nei Gershon gam heim. They too should feel uplifted. So the b'nei Gershon are those who are distant, the Megurashim. That's how the Chasam Sofer explains Kahaz, Gershon, and Merari. Merari is the sinners. Meriris refers to the Chaytim, which is also in this week's parasha, the B'nai Merari. Other Svarim tell us that Gershon refers not only Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, which doesn't necessarily mean that they're not on a high level, but B'nai Gershon means those that are Megurashim, the Nechsholim, the Neflotim in He'onon, those who are out of the cloud, those who are out of the pale, those who are not part of Klal Yisrael, similar to the Yishalchum and Hamachana called Saruah v'chol Zor, those who feel they're not part of Klal Yisrael. And the Torah consoles them that they too, Nosei es Roish b'nei Gershon gam heim. But that's not l'cha'ira, the feeling that we get when we arrive at Shavuos. When we arrive at Matan Torah by Har Sinai, the Yom Tov of Shavuos is l'cha'ira, not a Yom Tov where we feel like we are B'nai Gershon or Merari or being sent out of the camp or Saita Nazir. All these topics L'cha'ira are not Shavuos topics. And yet this year, in the Shana Me'uberes in particular, we read this parasha before Shavuos. The minhag is, among most of Klal Yisrael, to read Rus on Shavuos. We read the Sefer of Rus. But we learn about Machloin and Kilyain, who, as the Alshech brings down from the Arizal, all the Sifrei Kabbalah especially tell us, Machloin and Kilyain were the neshamas of Eir and Einan, and who were reincarnated in Machloin v'Kilyain, and then they were not mesakein when they were Machloin v'Kilyain either, and they married Noshim Nochriyos. Finally, beside HaGilgal, beside HaYibum, Machlein and Kilyain return, or some say only Machlein, into the neshama of Oyved. Oyved, which is the child of Boyaz and Rus, have the Oyved, who's the father of Yishai, who's the father of David, and that's how Rus ends. V'Yishai hoilet as David. So what's the connection between Rus and Shavuos? As the Svarim tell us, because David HaMelech was born on Shavuos. David, Malka Meshicha, David HaMelech was born and passed away on Shavuos. So it's the day of David. The Yishai Hoilet as David is B'gematria Chag Shavuos. Okay, that's a nice connection, but L'cha'ira Shavuos, Man Matan Toiro Seinu, Toiro really has nothing to do with Malchus necessarily. In fact, the Brisa that we're going to be reading this Shabbos, Perakinyan Toiro, tells us, G'doyle the Toiro, Min HaKahuna, Min HaMalchus, Torah supersedes Malchus. So David was born on Shavuos, so therefore what? So what does that have to do with the fact that Shavuos is Man Matan Torah Seinu? The whole story of Rus, L'cha'ayra, right, has nothing to do with Shavuos. It happened to be that it happened Shavuos time, but Ktzir Chitim, others say. But what is the connection to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the whole story of Machlin and Kilian and Boaz and Rus and Leidas David, David Malka Mashiach? We know that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh also was Nifter on Shavuos. Shavuos is the yard side of the Baal Shem Tov. So what does Shavuos have to do with David, Baal Shem Tov, and all that we see in this parasha, in Parashas Nasai, when it's being read before Shavuos in Hashanah Me'uberes? Tonight, again, we're not having in mind to be Yotzei any Sfira, but the Sfira tonight begins the last week, the Sfira HaShviyas, the seventh week of Sfira, the Sfira HaMalchus, Ki Yadua, of the seven Sfirais, Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoyt, Yisoid, Malchus, tonight begins Malchus. The last day of Sfira is Malchus, Sheba Malchus, which is the Sfira of David HaMelech. The Midah of David HaMelech is the Midah of Malchus. In Numbers, it's 43. Mem Gimel. Gam. Gam L'Rabbis. It's also the week of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Sivan always falls out in the last week of Sfira, obviously. And it's the time when Melchemes HaMolek took place, especially according to the Panim Yafois. The Panim Yafois, the Hafloa, who was one of the Rebbeim of the Chasam Sofer, writes in Parshas B'Shalach that Melchemes HaMolek took place Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And right after that, Rosh Chodesh is when they came to Har Sinai, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hohor. We mentioned many times that every Chodesh is Keneged, another Shevet. Sivan, according to the Arizal, is the Chodesh of Zevulun. Previous years we discussed it by Arichas. What does Zevulun have to do with Sivan? If anything, Sivan should be the month of Yisachar. Yisachar was the Talmud Chacham, Zevulun is the merchant. According to other Kadmainim, Sivan is Levi, Nisan is Reuven, Iyar is Shimon, and Sivan is Levi. Which Levi we can understand the connection to Sivan. V'atem tihi yuldim amleches koyhanim v'goy kodosh. Levi, that they were the ones who were the closest. They were the ones who learned in Mitzrayim. You could see a connection between Levi and Sivan. But there's then a third opinion, and we've been discussing it this year, the opinion of the Yaris Dvash, who brings from other Midrashim. And he says that Sivan is Don. And he says that Don was the Ma'aseif L'chol HaMachanois, which we read in next week's parasha, that Don was the one who traveled last, so he was able to return all the lost items that of those who dropped any items in the desert since he traveled last. So he picked up all the lost items. He was the Ma'aseif L'chol HaMachanos. And he then says, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Hohor, when the Jews came to Har Sinai, they gathered together. He says, Don is from Lashon Din, Mishamayim Mishmata Din, Torah is Din, Torah is Gevur. But he doesn't really explain what would the connection be between Sivan and Don. Don is the lowest of the Shvatim. Rashi tells us in Chumash, Min HaYerudin SheBeShvatim. According to the Arizal, Don is Teves, which Teves is from the lowest months. Sivan is from the highest months of the year. That is Lesman the Palag, that Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, just like Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, are from the highest months, the months that were given over to Yaakov Avinu, unlike the others that were given over to Esav. So Sivan is definitely from the elevated months, the elevated times of the year, and yet, according to the Aris Dvash, this is the month of Don. Don is the lowest of the Shvatim. What does Sivan have to do with Don? And perhaps we can connect it all with the following. The emes is, Shavuos is not only Matan Torah. Shavuos, the first time around, the Yom HaChamishim, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Tamidin and Musaf, and he refers to Shavuos as the Yom HaChamishim L'Sfiras HaOmer, V'hu HaNikra Chag HaShavuos, V'hu chag ha'atzeres. So the Rambam refers to it as the 50th day of the Sfira. The Torah doesn't tell us what day Shavuos is. The Torah just says that after you count 50 days, there's a Yom Tov, Be'etzim HaYom Hazeh. It doesn't say what day it is. As the Gemara says, sometimes it could be the 5th day of Sivan, sometimes it could be the 6th day of Sivan, sometimes it could be the 7th day of Sivan. Bizman Shahayim Mekachin Al Pi Ora'iyah. It had no set time, because Shavuos is L'mayla Min Hazman. There's only one other Yom Tov that also doesn't have a set time. It doesn't end on a set day, and that's Chanukah. Chanukah could sometimes end on Beis Teves or Gimel Teves, depending if Rosh Chodesh Teves is one day or two, depending if Kislev is 30 days or 29 days. And it's interesting that Chazal tell us, it's brought down in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, that different Yomim Tovim always fall out on the same day. Like the first day of Pesach is always the day that Tisha B'Av falls out. The second day is always when Shavuos falls out. Purim and Lag BaOmer fall out on the same day. And there we're told that Shavuos and Chanukah fall out. The Chanukah that comes afterwards, the upcoming Chanukah, is going to start the same day that the first day of Shavuos is. And it will be Wednesday. What does Chanukah have to do with Shavuos? And both don't have a set time. Shavuos could either be the 5th, the 6th, or the 7th. Chanukah could end either the 2nd or 3rd day of Teves. On both Yomim Tovim, the minhag is to eat dairy. Both have to do with Torah. Shavuos is when we receive Torah Shebiksav. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebal Peh. V'cha'ira, Shavuos and Chanukah are really not the same at all. Shavuos, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. So the Gemara says it was not below 10 tefachim. It was lamayla me'asara tefachim, says the Gemara in Sukkah. That Hashem came down in Har Sinai, but above 10 tefachim. And we know that in Chanukah, the mitzvah is to lighten there below 10 tefachim. Chanukah, the mitzvah is to lighten there on the left side. Torah, miminoi eishdos lamoi. By the Torah, the pasuk itself specifies that the Torah is the Yemin, comes me Yeminoi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeminoi Eishdos Lamoi. That was the first Shavuos. The first Shavuos, the first time that we ever came to Har Sinai, that Shavuos is Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, is the day that we receive the Torah. But the Torah also refers to Shavuos as the Yoyim HaBikurim B'Hakrivchem Mincha Chadosha LaHashem B'Shavu Eisechem. The Chag HaKotzi, or the Chag Shavuos, really is a Yom Tov by itself, nothing to do with the fact, the Torah doesn't say even that we are celebrating the giving of the Torah. It doesn't say that. Pesach is Eichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, we know that. Sukkos, Kibas Sukkos Hoshavti Es B'nei Yisrael, the Pasuk says why we're celebrating. Anani HaKovod, also Eichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. By Shavuos, it doesn't say that at all. It just says, you count Sfira, and on the 50th day, there's a Yom Tov, which is either called Chag HaShavuos, or Chag HaKotzi, or Yom HaBigurim. In Voeschanan, it's called Yom HaKohol. No mention of Torah at all. It's a Yom Tov by itself. And the emes is that Shavuos is connected to La'asid Lavoi. Shavuos is the beginning of the 8th week. After we count 7 weeks of Sfira, we start the 8th week. The 50th day, which is the beginning of the 8th week, that is associated with the future, with La'asid Lavoi. The 7 weeks of Sfira correspond to the 70 years of a person's life, or to this world, which is a world of 7. Shavuos is 8. Shavuos is the world of 8. The world of 8 is the world of the future, the world of Lamayla Min HaTeva. Chanukah has 8 days. Shavuos is the first of the 8th week. And there is an 8th week, because the Gemara tells us that Shavuos has Tashlumin. There is Tashlumin that if one did not bring the Karbonos of Shavuos, he has Tol Yud Beis Sivan to bring those Karbonos. So there's another week. We don't count, but there's another week. And being that Shmini is Lamailam and Azman, Lamailam and Amokaim, therefore the Torah doesn't tell us the date. There is no date. There's no time. It's Lamailam and Azman. It's what we refer to as the Yovel. Yovel, which is the 50th year. Yovel, the year in which everyone returns to their source, Ukrosem Dror Ba'oretz L'chol Yoshveha, Toshuvu Ish El Achuzasa, Ish El Mishpachtei Toshuvu, everything back to the beginning, back to Bereshis Bara Elohim, back to the way it was at the Reshis HaBriya. That's Shavuos. Shavuos, besides that, it's the Torah was given on Shavuos because of what Shavuos is. Shavuos is a day that is associated with Yovel. Shavuos is a day that is associated with La'asid Lavei. So Hashem chose that to be the day in which to give the Torah. Normally, we would say that the reason why Shavuos is Yom HaBikurim and it's called Chag Shavuos and it's Chag HaKotzir is because that was the day that the Torah was given, Lav Davka. Shavuos was a day already that was the day of the giving of the Torah. The Torah was purposely given at this time because of what this time symbolizes. The time of Shavuos, which comes after the Avodah of Sfira, after the toil, after the Omol, Adam la'Omol Yulad, after the Avodah of Chodesh Iyar, which is Mazal Shor, comes Chodesh Sivan, which is Mazal Ta'imim, Gemini, Ta'umim, that means we connect with, we become one with Hashem. Hashem refers to us as his twin. Achasi, Yoinosi, Samosi, Ta'umim, the Shnei Luchais HaBris, Shnei HaLechem, of Shavuos correspond to the Shnei Luchais, the Ta'umim. Hashem and Klal Yisrael, the Achdus of Hashem and Klal Yisrael, Ish V'Isha. So being that this is such a high day, such a day we can't even fathom, we don't understand the greatness of this day to the point that the Torah doesn't even give it a date, in which Hanukkah is also like that Hanukkah could end sometimes Bay, sometimes Gimel. In that respect, they're similar. Certainly, we need an explanation. What does Parshas Nasai have to do with Shavuos? If anything, on such a high time, such a great day, why are we learning about Vishalchu min amachane kol sarua v'chol zov? Why are we learning about Isha Isha ki yasu mikol chatoi sa'odam? Why are we learning about a saita and a nazir who only became one because he saw a saita b'kulkula? Why are we learning about the Mishkan, which the Mishkan was sort of at second best? It wasn't supposed to be that. The Mishkan is a tikkun for the chet ha'egel. Had there not been an egel, there wouldn't have been a need for a Mishkan. We're talking about the Yom HaBikurim v'hakrivcha mincha chadosh al Hashem. We're talking about the greatest day, the day that's the bechina of the Yovel. But he hanoisenes, that's exactly why. The power of Yovel is so powerful that it draws everyone in. Everyone is pulled like a magnet in the Shnas HaYovel. Everyone has suddenly this urge to return. The Shnas HaYovel, the Yovel, which symbolizes the Shofar of Mashiach, which we know that Shavuos, B'mshoich HaYovel, on Shavuos there was the Shofar, there was the Yovel. The Yovel means the Shofar Shal Eloi Shal Yitzchak, that was blown for the first time, which is the Hachana to the Tekab HaShofar Gadol L'Cheruseinu, which we're waiting for. Which in that respect, Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah are similar. Shavuos is Yovel, and Rosh Hashanah, we learn out the whole concept of Shofar and Rosh Hashanah from Yovel. Shavuos is the 50th day after counting Sfira. Rosh Hashanah is the 50th day after Tisha B'Av Ki Yodua. Rosh Hashanah is a day of Kabbalas HaMalchus, the day that we accept Hashem as King. And Be'emes Shavuos is the same. The first Dibur that Hashem told us, Vayedaber Elokim es kol ha'dvarim ho'el lemer, is Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. That's Kabbalas HaMalchus. Emes Cheirus Amitis, as we're going to read in this week's Pirkei Avos, Al Tikri Choros Ela Cheirus. Ein lecha ben Chorin Ela Misha Oisek B'Sal Metoira. Choros, Cheirus, that's Dror. Ukrosem Dror Ba'oretz Lechol Yosheveha. Every Yid, no matter who he is, even the lowest of the low, is Zeichet to a Bechina of Cheirus when Shavuos comes. And especially the last week of Sfira. Now that it's the last week, and there are definitely some, hopefully not too many, but there are definitely some who haven't even started. So the Avodas Yisrael, the Koshnitz HaMagid, writes in his Sefer, Usfartem lochem mimochras HaShabbos ad mimochras HaShabbos HaShviyas tisperu chamishim yom. He says, even if it's the last day, he says, it's the last day of Sfira. You could still, he says, Tisperu Chamishim Yom. A person could be Zoich even the last day to all the Hamshachas of Sfira if he utilizes the last day properly. So he touches the Pasuk. Sheva Shabbosai Tehiyana. And you have ad mimachras Shabbos Hashvius, you could still tisbru chamishim yom v'yekraf tam mincha chadosh al Hashem. It's still possible until the last moment, until the last moment of a person's life, a person could still do tshuva. There's still a tikkun until the last moment. So the last week of Sfira, especially the last day, but the last week of Sfira is a very important week, because in this week, those who did not utilize the previous 6 weeks can make up now in the last week of Sfira. They can be misakin themselves and be zoicha to the high, this great level of yovel, this great level of mincha chadasha, where everyone is transformed into a new creation, a mincha chadasha, back to the beginning. That's why ubiyoyim habikurim behakrivchem mincha chadasha lahashem b'shavu aiseichem is begematria bereishis bara elikim. On Shavuos, every Yid goes back to the Reishis. The Reishis, that's the Yovel. That's why the Balaturim says that Bereishis is an acronym. Barishoina Ro'a Elohim Sheyekablu Yisrael Torah. Hashem saw right at the beginning already that Klal Yisrael will receive the Torah. Yoyim Hashishi, as Rashi tells us, refers to the Yoyim Hashishi of Sivan, because that's the whole reason why Hashem created the world. So that Shavuos Be'emes is the Reishis. In fact, the carbon that we bring, Karban Reishis Takrivu, the pasuk says, you're not allowed to sacrifice yeast, anything leavened on the mizbeach, except for one time, and that one time is on Shavuos, the shtei halechem, which is chametz, and the pasuk refers to it as karban reishis takrivu oisam laHashem. Shavuos is the reishis, back to the beginning. The reishis bara Elohim, that's the yovel, and in that bechina, every yid has a tikkun. In that bechina, even the Bnei Gershon, even Merari, even the Tzarua Zov, and the Soita and the Nazir, all the Bedieveds, all the Chaitim, if you think about it, this is the biggest parasha in Chumash, but yet it has all the Chaitim. And this parasha has all the lower levels are in Parashas Nasai. Even though it's called Nasai, it's a Lashon for Snasus, and it talks about the Nesiyim at the end of the parasha. But yet, most of the parasha, as mentioned before, is talking about Pusim, Nechsholim, those that Amalek starts up with. Who does Amalek start up with? The Pasuk says, Ashakorcha Baderch Vaizanev Bechakola Nechesholim Acharecha, tells us the Targum Yonis, and that's done. Shevet done. Done with the lowest of the Shvatim, the idol worshippers, the sinners, who from Shevet done. That's who Amalek started up with. And when did Amalek start up with them? The last week of Sfira. The last week of Sfira corresponds to Ikvus of the Mashiach, to the last moments of Golus that we're in right now. The end of time. Just like then, Asher Karcha Baderech, Krirus, Apikursus, Kfira, Tuma, Keri, all that Asher Karcha means, and particularly the Nechsholim. Today, we are a generation of Nechsholim. This is the Dor HaAcharon. The Dor HaAcharon is a generation, I once heard from Rav Wolfson, Shlita, he says that we are the Bnei Don. We are the Bnei Gershon of this week's parasha. Nosai es Rosh Bnei Gershon, Gam Heim, they also, Gam, starting the last week of Sfira, which is the Sfira of Mem Gimel, of Gam. The last week of Sfira is a time, even for the Bnei Gershon, even for Merari, even for all the sinners, to wake up, because they can also be Zeichet to a Tikkun, especially this year when it's a Shana Me'uberes, and Dafka when it's a Shana Me'uberes. Because the whole idea of a leap year is to be mashalim the chesaron. The whole idea of the leap year is to equate the shnas hachama with the shnas halavana. The reason why there's a leap year is because of miyat hayoreach. Miyat hayoreach is the whole reason why there's golus and why there's chait, as all the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us. It's all because of the miyat hayoreach, which because of that Hashem says, haviyu kaporu alai every Rosh Chodesh al shemiyatati as hayoreach kaviyachal. Hashem says, bring a korban for me, it's my chait. Because as a result of miyat hayoreach, there's chet in the world, there's chesaron in the world, chet miloshon chesaron. So the whole concept of me'uberes, the whole shoshana me'uberes, is to be mashlim the chesaron. It's hashlama. That's tshuva. To make up for the lost, for the gap, for the void. So shoshana me'uberes is mesugal for tshuva. We have an extra adar, the adar sheni, as the tzaddikim said, ki lule hismamonu ki ato shavnu ze pa'amoyim, that when we don't utilize lulays, oisius elul, if we delay the elul, we have an opportunity to do tshuva ze pa'amoyim, when there's two times ze, when there's two times the 12th month, when there's Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. So Shana Me'uberes is mesugal for tshuva, for hashlama, which we see here at the end of the parasha, the Nesiyim, brought these karbanos here when the Mishkan was put up to make up for the fact that they didn't do it when the Mishkan was first went by the donations. Rashi says here, Maro nesiim lisnadev kan betchila uvemelechas haMishkan lo yisnad v'tchila. So, because at that time the Nesiim said, let the Tzibur donate and we'll bring whatever's left. That didn't happen. So, that's why here they made up for it. They were mashlim the chesaron. They made up for that chesaron that occurred at the time of the Nedava, here during the time of the Chanukah. So, dafke in Hashanah Me'uberes, Parshas Nasai is incorporated in the Yemei HaSfira. Parshas Nasai is read before Shavuos to include all those mentioned here in the Parsha, that they too can be Zoichet to Matan Torah. They also, Gam Heim, they too should be included. Now, not only Gershon and the Merari and Tzorua and Zov and all those in this Parsha and the Saita and the Nazir, everyone should have a chance. Everyone should be Zoichet to a Tikkun. Don should be included and on the same level as Yehuda. As Don, the lowest of the Shvatim, should be equated to the greatest of the Shvatim. That's why when they came to Matan Torah, when they came to Har Sinai, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Har. Everyone, Keish Echad Belev Echad. There were no divisions. There was no Chilukim whatsoever. In fact, there wasn't even going to be Kahuna and Leviah either. The Atem Tihi Yulim Amleches Koyhanim. Really, every Yid was supposed to be a Koyan. Balaturim says every Yid was supposed to be a Koyan Gadol. So this Madrega that we came to on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, right after Melchemes HaMolek, where the Ikkar Melchama was against the Bnei Don. So who was Zoich, the Yeshua from HaMolek, which occurs right after the last day of Iyar, as we begin the Chodesh of Sivan, B'Chodesh HaShlishi L'tzeis Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim B'Yoyim Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai. Vayisu may refidim vayachanu b'midbar Sinai vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahor, says Rashi, they left refidim, they did shuva, they left refidim miloshon rifyon yadayim, and they came to Har Sinai, midbar Sinai, with an ear of shuva vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahor. Now they're ready. All of Klal Yisrael are equal, ki'ish echod b'leiv echod. There's absolutely no divisions, no chilukim, no segments, no parties. Everyone is all part of one nation. Am Echad. A Madrega that probably never happened since. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Hohor. And the Iker, the one Shevet that experiences the most elevation here, the Chaira, is done. Because he was the one that Amalek started up with. He was the one that Amalek, Vayovay Amalek, Vayilochem and Yisrael Berefidim, as Chazal tell us, Amalek came purposely right after Yitzias Mitzrayim, closer to Matan Torah, the last week of Sfira Kemat, in order to prevent Matan Torah from happening. Just like all the Koiches HaTumah today are out there, they were unleashed now in the last moments of Golas to try to prevent the Geula from coming. The same Matzav that Klal Yisrael went through in the last week of Sfira, Bayomim Haheim, today we see Bizman Hazeh in our generation, which our generation corresponds to the last moments of Sfira, to the last week or to the last day. The last week of Sfira is, for those who say the Ana B'Koyach, every day there's a different word of Ana B'Koyach. There are 42 words, but then we repeat the whole phrase, the whole stanza. So it's Ana B'Koyach Kedulas Yemin Chatati Tzerura, and then Aleph Beis Gimel Yutav Tzadik. So tonight we begin the last stanza of Ana B'Koyach, which is Shavoseinu Kabel Ushematza Koseinu Yoideya Talumois. Hashem, listen to our cries. Shavoseinu Kabel Ushematza Koseinu Yoideya Ta'alumais, you who know all the secrets, Ta'alumais. Ta'alumais is a lashon of Helam v'Hester. Concealment, a time of concealment, the time that we're in now, a time that we have to cry out to Hashem, a time that we need to daven more so than any other time in our time, in this period of time, Golas Yishmael, which Chazal say that the only way that we're going to be saved from Yishmael is through Yishmael, through Tefillah, which the last stanza of Ana B'Koyach, which corresponds to the last sphere, the sphere of Malchus, is Shavoseinu Kabel Ushmatz HaKoseinu Yadea Ta'alumos. And that leads to Shavuos, which is Leidas David HaMelech, Leidas David Malka Mashiach. Baal Shem Tov was the neshama of Mashiach, so says Rabbi Yisrael of Rizhin. The whole purpose of the Baal Shem Tov came to the world to bring Mashiach, and so did all the tzaddikim who followed him, that followed in his path. The whole purpose of the Giloy of Baal Shem Tov in this world was to bring the world closer to Mashiach. David HaMelech is referred to as David Malka Mashiach. David is the neshama of Mashiach. Mashiach is the neshama of David. In the Hoshana Rabbah, Nusach of Hashanah, we say who David and Simchas Torah also say who David ba'atzmai, David himself. So Leidas David on Shavuos is a major part of Shavuos, because the Leidas David on Shavuos, David Malka Mashiach, and the Yotzer of the Baal Shem Tov, is because Shavuos is connected to Mashiach. Shavuos is connected with La'asid Lavi. That's Yovel. Mashiach is going to be Mesakeim. All the neshamas will have a tikkun through the Or, through the light of Mashiach. And that's why we read Rus. Rus talks about Machloin and Kilyon, who were the neshamas of Er and Einon, who, as we read about in Parashas Vayeshev, what happened to Er and Einon. And Er and Einon, says the Arizal, when it's Galgal later on in Peretz and Zerach, it's Vayihiyu, Vayomos Er v'Einon, Vayihiyu b'nei Peretz, Chetzroin v'Chomol, the Orachayim brings down that Er and Einon came back again, over and over again, to receive a tikkun beside HaGilgal, and then finally a Machlein v'Kilyoim. But Machlein v'Kilyoim also blew it. Machlein and Kilyoim left Eretz Yisrael. They went to Sdei Moav together with Elimelech, even though Mefarshim said that there was a lofty intention. They went there to bring out the Nitzutzos of Moav. Machlein and Kilyoim were not zeichet to see it in their lifetime, but their neshamis when this Galgal and Oyved in the site of Yibum. The whole story of Rus, and Rus herself as well, who the Arizal says was a Gilgal of Tamar, the whole story of Rus is that every Yid has a tikkun, eventually. Even the Erev Einans of the world, the Machloin, the Chilyans of the world, all have a tikkun. And that we read on Shavuos, Davka. V'yishai hoylet es David. Davka Shavuos, the Yom Tov of Yoivul, of Yoyim HaBikurim, v'hakrivchem mincha chadosha la'Hashem, Chadosha LaHashem B'Shavu Oiseichem is Rosh HaTevis Cholov, the Svarim tell us. Milch, that's why the minhag is to eat dairy. Cholov is the, from all the liquids, the Medrash says, Torah is compared to various liquids. So, why do we only eat dairy on Shavuos? Some say we eat dairy because the Torah is compared to Cholov. The Torah is compared to honey also. The Torah is compared to water. The Torah is compared to wine. The Torah is compared to oil. Why was Cholov chosen? So the Medrash says that because of all the liquids, Cholov is the only liquid, this is what the Medrash says, whatever it means exactly, that's totally pure. There's no sediment, there's no dirt in water, especially in those days, they didn't have filters, so there was always pebbles, tsroiris, there was always dirt in the water. Well, the other liquids had other psoilas, but in Cholov, he says, there's no psoilas, there's no undesirables in the Cholov is total tahara, total purity, that's why it's white. On Shavuos, we reach that level. And the same thing on Chanukah as well. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that's Misakin, the lowest, as mentioned many times during Chanukah, those who are on the left, those who are below 10 Fochim. That's why Chanukah enters into the month of Teves, which the Arizal says, the Teves is done, the lowest of the months. Chanukah illuminates and elevates the lowest neshamas that otherwise do not have a tikkun, those who are outside, Mishatishka HaChama. So the fact that Shavuos and Chanukah fall out the same day is not a coincidence. That means that really Be'emes Chanukah is rooted in Shavuos. They both fall out on the same day. Chanukah has a shaychus to Shavuos. Chanukah is a tikkun for the neshamas that Shavuos is misakein. Even though the first year, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, was not Lamata Meyud, at that time it wasn't necessary. There was no one who was Lamata Meyud. But in every generation, every Shavuos becomes more and more powerful and is misakein more and more neshamas, especially in the Shana Meberes. When we get to read Parshas Nasai with all the chaitim of Parshas Nasai in this week's Parsha. And the interesting thing is that the Kriya of Chanukah is in Parshas Nasai. The Kriya of Chanukah is the last part of the Parsha. Till Ba'al Oischa, the Parsha of the Nasiim, that's what we read on Chanukah. So right away we see already in the Parsha itself a connection to Chanukah. The Haftarah this week is a Haftarah that is related to Dan. Because the Haftarah is the Haftarah of Shimshon. And all the Mefarshim ask, Why did they choose, of all the Haftarahs that they could have chosen for Parshas Nasai, the largest Sedra in the entire Chumash, 176 Pesukim, which the number 176 has to do with the number 8, because it's the Aleph Beis 8 times. Kapitel Kuf Yutes is every letter of the Aleph Beis, the Nun included, unlike Ashrei, every Pesuk 8 times. So that's the Aleph Beis 8 times. Shavuos is the first day of the 8th week. The Shmini, which is the Ma'ilam and Azman, the Ma'ilam and Ateva, the Ma'ilam and Amokim, where everyone has a tikkun, that's the number 8. Torah is associated with 8. It's Kiyodua in the capital of Lamanatzeach, Hashemayim Mesaprim Kvoid Keil. The 8th Pasuk is Torah Hashem Tamima. Torah Hashem Tamima, Torah which makes us into Tamimim, Sheva Shabbosais Tamimais, connects us to the number 8, to Olam Haba, which is the Olam Hashmini. So Parshas Nasai has 176 Pesukim, which is the Aleph Beis 8 times, and the same with Bava Basra, which as the Zohar says, the Bava Basra is connected to the Bayis HaShlishi. Every Bava Kama is Bayis Rishon, Bava Metzia is the Bayis Sheni, and Bava Basra is the Bayis HaShlishi. The Bayis HaShlishi, which is associated with Yemais HaMashiach, that's Bava Basra, which also has 176 Daf, for the same reason as Parshas Nasai and Kapitel Kuf Yutes of Tehillim, which is the kapitel that's Yadua from all the kapitel of Tehillim, that when one wants to say a tefillah using the names of the person with his mother's name, if someone's Chas V'Shalom sick, or for whatever person needs, it's Kapitel Kuf Yutes, which is the one that one should say, which people say by Kivrei Tzadikim and other places. So Parshas Nasai, this great, great parsha, which we could say in a way it's the greatest parsha because it's the most psukim. You're not allowed to say that one part of Torah is greater than another, but the fact of the matter is, this parasha has the most psukim. So if it has the most psukim, that means it has the most yidin. Because every parasha is a community. Every yid is a letter in the Sefer Torah. So every pasuk is a block. Every parasha, every topic could be a community. Parshas Nasai seems to be many, many communities in Parshas Nasai. Parshas Nasai encompasses all of Klal Yisrael, including the Bnei Gershon and Merari and the Tzorua and the Zav and everyone down to the bottom, and especially Nachshon ben Aminadav, the one who sacrifices first, the great grandfather of David HaMelech, Nachshon, who brings his korban, and the pasuk says here the korbanai with a vav. By all the others it says korbanai karas kesef achas. By Nachshon it says the korbanai. So Chazal tells what's the vav, because Nachshon is the ancestor, the forebearer of David, of whom it says, V'nocha olav ruach Hashem, ruach chachma ubina, ruach das, v'yira ruach etza. 6 times the David HaMelech was zoichet to 6 brachais, which is why Boyaz gives Rus 6 kernels of barley. Sheish hasa'irim. And Rashi asks, and Chazal, Rus Rabbah, why did he give her 6, what could he do with 6 barley? If it was 6 containers, it's one thing, but Sheish Sa'irim, so Rashi there tells us, Bremez, that David is going to come out of her, Mashiach is going to come out of her, Shanis Borech, B'Sheish Brochois. That's Nachshon. Nachshon, which is, his name begins Nunches Shin, that's Nachash, because from Nachshon comes Mashiach, which is B'Gematria Nachash, which is the Mesak and the Chet of the Nachash. Which the Nun Ches Shin has to do with the Yom Tov of Shavuos. The Nun is 50, because Shavuos is the 50th day. Ches, beginning of the 8th week, and of course Shin, Shavuos. Nachshon, mentioned first here, of all the Nesiim, is the forebearer of David, of Oyved, Yishai, and Boyaz. All those that we learn about in Rus, all come from Nachshon. Don is referred to as the Nachash. He Don Nachash Alei Derech. Yaakov saw in Shimshon. Yaakov saw the Yeshua in Shimshon. Yaakov says, "Don Yodin Amay Ka'achat Shifta Yisrael." He don Nachash Alei Derech Shvifin Alei Oirach Hanoishach Ikvayipol Roif. The Shuascha Kivisi Hashem. Shimshon had in him the neshama of Mashiach, as the Zohar says that Shimshon had in him the Yecheiles to be Mesak in the entire world. Shimshon went where no one else went. Shvayered Shimshon Timnasa. He even married into the Plishim in order to save Klal Yisrael. He lowered himself. He went down. He went down the Mata Miyud, like it says by Rus, Vatered Hagoyren, like by Yehuda, Vayered Yehuda Me'es Echov. All those who went down, like Yehuda with Tamar, and Rus and Boyaz, and Shimshon, all were doing, they were all going down into the dumps, down into the depths, to be mesaken the lowest neshamas, even the neshamas of those who married goyim. Shimshon is mesaken them. Machloin v'kilyoin marries goyim. They married goyim, but they were zeicha later to a tikkun. This is not chas v'shalom to encourage any chatoyim. But the fact that we see from here is that even someone who, with emes, who does tshuva and utilizes the last week, and especially the last day of Sfira to its fullest, that if he didn't do it till now, meaning it's only a nechama, we're only trying to elevate those who, for some reason or another, didn't do it. It's not an excuse, and of course it doesn't mean that a person should say, oh great, what a great speech, we can do whatever we want till the last minute, and then we'll do tshuva in the last minute. Not everyone is zeicha to do tshuva the last minute. Not everyone is zeicha to do tshuva the last week. If one is holding there, and one feels bad at least, one thinks that perhaps there's no hope, the Torah is saying that there is. Parshas Nosei is saying Nosei es roish b'nei gershon gam heim. Not that chas v'shalom person should rely on any b'di'evid. It's just that we are a generation, unfortunately, which surrounded by such tuma, a generation that has fallen. This is the dor ha'acharon, our dor that is affected by the ashakorcha of our generation. So we are the necheshalim that the Torah spoke about, and all those mentioned in Parashas Nosai, we can definitely all, everyone could relate somehow to someone in Parashas Nosai. Shimshon went down into the dumps, into the Pelishtim, to be Masake in those neshamas. That's why Yaakov Avinu thinks that he perhaps is Mashiach, because as Svarim said, Mashiach will be a fusion of Don and Yehuda. Don from the lowest, Yehuda from the greatest. That's why Bezalel, together with Aholiyah, built the Mishkan, Shlaima HaMelech, together with Chiram, who was from Don. The same thing, the neshama of Mashiach will be a fusion of Yehuda and Dan. And Shimshon from his father was from Dan, from his mother he was from Yehuda. So Dafka in Dan, Yaakov sees the Yeshua, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, he says, Dafka by the bracha of Dan. The Zayar says that Mashiach will come on Shavuos. There's a Lashon HaZayar that says, Be Yivkun, that on Shavuos the Yidin will go out of Golus. The time when we're able to eat chametz, when chametz becomes mutter, the time when it was Nizgala Amoini Mayavi Veloy Mayavis. Till now, Rus or any Mayavis is Asr Lavei Bakohol. In the story of Rus, it was revealed that Rus is Amoini Veloy Mayavis, Mayavi Veloy Mayavis. Milk became permitted. Till Shavuos, Chazal tell us, according to some opinions, no one was allowed to eat anything dairy. It's Evi Menachai. Chassam Soifa has a whole tshuva, whether a goy could eat dairy, even b'zman hazeh. It became mutter to Klal Yisrael to eat cholov on Shavuos, because the Torah says, Zavas cholov udvash, and that's why we eat dairy on Shavuos, according to some opinions, to show that it's mutter from now on. Because the bechina of Yoivel, the concept of Yoivel, is everything goes back to its shoirish. Hashem matir asurim ki adua, the certain isurim, the certain prohibitions that become mutter lo osid love, not that the Torah changes, chas v'shalom, the Metzius changes. As the Pasuk says, Torah me iti teitze, Torah chadosha, Chazal say, me iti teitze, in the future there will be a new Torah, not kipshutay, a new Torah, it's the same Torah, but a new revelations. So Shavuos is the yomtif of mincha chadosha, chadosha la Hashem b'shavu aiseichem, chadosha la Hashem b'shavu aiseichem is begematria of olitzia and goyel l'shav v'fesha b'yaakov. It's also equal to Rabbi Yisrael, Habal Shem Tov. We should be zeicher that this Shavuos, we should be able to be makriv the Shtei Halechem. Matzah becomes chametz, which was osur till now in the Beis Hamikdash, is now mutter. On Shavuos, it's mutter. That means the Yetzahara, that throughout the Zman HaGolus, the Yetzahara is nishapech to the Yetzah Tov, as the Svarim say, that's the Chiddush of Shavuos. That which we could not use before, we're allowed to use now. Till now, we had to distance ourselves from chametz. Now chametz becomes a mitzvah. Cholov, chametz, rus, all those who were osir, means all those who were confined because of the Yetzirah, are now mutter. Hashem matir asurim, Shavuos has the power to release those who are in bondage, and the bondage of golus and the bondage of the Yetzirah, they become mutter, they become permitted, they become released. That's the power of Yovel. All the slaves go out, the slaves go free. And that's chus, we should be zeichet, that all those that are mentioned in this week's parasha, all the p'chusim and the yerudim, who most were from Shevet Dan, Sivan is the tikkun for Dan, Shavuos is the tikkun even for the lowest of the Shvatim, which is Dan. We should all be zeichet to the Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neger, to unite, all of Klal Yisrael should unite together, especially the last week of Sfira. which is the prerequisite, was the prerequisite then, and it's the prerequisite now, to Bias HaMashiach. Hashem is waiting for the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, the Achdus of all segments, of all groups of Klal Yisrael, to unite together. And just like then, we were counting and preparing in anticipation for the revelation of the Torah for the first time. Now, in our time, we're counting down and we're anticipating the revelation of the secret part of the Torah, the Pnimiyas HaTorah that's going to be revealed in the future, the Torah Chadosha Me'iti Teitzei. We should be zoichet to that. B'shana Zu Mamash, as this year prepares us for the next coming, the year of Tavshin Ayin Beis, as mentioned recently, which people are talking about. Shavuos is written in the Torah without a vav, which Shavuos is the oasis of Tavshin Ayin Beis. It really bam is Tavshin Ayin Beis already, because if we say that Nisan is the machlokes whether Nisan or Tishrei the world was created, if you say it was Tishrei, so Nisan is really Tavshin Ayin Beis already. Ein kan amokim for that. We should be zeichet to go to the Beis Hamikdash this year and be there and be makabel the Torah there together with Mashiach Tzidkenu.